host of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Andrew and Jack today on Up and Adam in the Morning. They've got the morning off, and we've taken over the show to talk about Veterans Day. And we're out at the Invergrove Heights Armory this morning, which is the official site of the Veterans Day festivities later this morning at about 10 o'clock. There's going to be some gatherings all over the state today, and if you want to get a pencil and paper, at about 6:45, we'll have some folks on, and we'll go through all of those activities. So once again, this morning, my name is Tom Lyons. As most of you, I hope, know, our show airs on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., Minnesota Military Radio, right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. And we've been on the air for 5 years, and we hope you'll tune us in. And if you can't get up that early, then just go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and listen to the podcast. We just had our five-year anniversary, and all those podcasts are on the site. And while you're there, look at the About Us page, and you can see a list of 25 other stations around the state that carry Minnesota Military Radio as of today. As I said, today is November 11th, 2015. It's Veterans Day. Veterans Day is an official United States holiday which honors people who have served in the armed forces, also known as veterans. It's a federal holiday that's observed this day. It coincides with other holidays and other names, such as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other parts of the world. And they were originally set as it marked the end of hostilities at the end of World War I, which officially ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, when the armistice with Germany went into effect. Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day. Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving our country. On today's show, we're going to, in the first hour here, the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about a lot of things related to the VA Medical Center out at Fort Snelling and across the state in the community-based outpatient clinics. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have Commissioner Shelato with us from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and several of our veteran service organizations, American Legion, VFW, and the DAV. And in the third hour, we're going to have co-host will be Minnesota Army National Guard Brigadier General John Jensen. And we're going to talk about an exciting new assignment that he's taking on. And we will also have on Senator Amy Klobuchar and Lieutenant Governor Smith on the show as well. So lots to do this morning, a lot of Veterans Day things to talk about. And joining me now is my co-host for the first hour is the nurse executive at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, Helen Perlman, who is also a Navy veteran. She spent 28 years in the U.S. Navy and retired as a captain. Captain, good morning and welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good morning. It's an honor to be here.
Captain, before we get started here, I want to get a little background on you, but Veterans Day is kind of a big day for those of us that have served in the military. Is there anyone or anything special you think about on Veterans Day?
You know, I think that having been stationed in big military towns, this is usually a celebration. I didn't always really look at myself as being a veteran. While I was on active duty, I considered my father, my father-in-law veterans. But here in Minnesota, where it's not a traditional military town, I am awestruck by the not only the celebration, but the respect that's given to the veterans and the day in general. So I think it's very, very meaningful here.
And it's changed quite a bit over the last 40-some years since I got back from Vietnam. I think my generation may have had an impact on some of the folks today, but there's an awful lot of support and an awful lot of respect for our veterans and their families and the troops serving today, and I think this is wonderful.
Overwhelming. Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Captain, could you tell us a little bit about your service in the Navy?
Well, I went to school in Buffalo, New York, and so when I decided that that was too boring and I needed some adventure, I wanted to go to the beach because there's not a lot of beaches in Buffalo, New York. So I enlisted in the Navy because the Navy is only beach towns, and went to Portsmouth, Virginia, and had a wonderful time. Ended up getting married there, and so my husband and I were both active duty at that time. And he got out after 10 years, and I stayed in. So we've been all over the United States, and we were stationed in Hawaii. Our last couple of duty stations were in Italy, 2 years in Naples and 2 years in Sicily, and then finished up again in San Diego. So we made an effort during our whole career to stay together. The family always went together. And, you know, some families, the family stays put and the active duty service member may take a tour someplace and then come back to home base. But we always stayed together. It was terrific for the kids in Naples when my daughter would have a half day at school. They would jump on the train and go to Rome. You know, how many high schoolers can say that? So we had a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And, of course, you were in for 28 years, and a Navy captain is the same as a colonel in the Army, Correct. Air Force, or Marine Corps, so you made it through the officer's ranks pretty well.
Yes, and had some non-traditional jobs for a nurse. I was able to be commanding officer of the hospital in Sicily, which is not too common for nurses, but a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for us. And then finished up as the assistant chief of staff for Navy Medicine West, which is... everything the Navy's got west coast of the Mississippi, including Guam, Okinawa, and Yokosuka, Japan.
Great experience, Captain.
Terrific.
For listeners, if you're just joining us, I'm Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for the guys this morning. The Up and Adam crew will be back tomorrow morning, and we're doing a special Veterans Day program from the Invergrove Heights Armory in honor of Veterans Day, November 11th, 2015. And my co-host for the first hour is retired Navy Captain Helen Perlman. And she is also a nurse executive for the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Captain, can you tell me what does that mean, nurse executive?
Well, I oversee the nursing practice that transpires in the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. And I'm also associated with the VISN, which is our regional oversight group. And so I am one of two nurse executives that participate in some leadership decisions at the regional level, too.
So that covers all the nurses at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center and all of the, is there 13 community-based outpatient clinics?
Correct.
And you've been there since 2010?
Correct.
Now, have you, we've heard a lot in the news over the last few years about the VA healthcare system nationwide, and apparently there's some pockets around the country that are having some troubles, but we've had the director, Pat Kelly, on our show, Minnesota mm-hmm. Military Radio, about every 4 weeks for the last couple of years, and it sounds like the Minneapolis VA healthcare system is doing much better than the rest of the country.
Well, we are very pleased with the hospital and the care that we give. Our patients are so loyal to us and so wonderful to take care of, and our staff are so dedicated. My father was a patient there before he passed away. And, you know, Mr. Kelly and I were on active duty together, so I've actually known him for about 15 years now.
Well, I know he was another retired Navy captain, and I think he served in the hospital administration for most of his career.
Yes.
And he sounds like he's very happy to be here in Minneapolis. A lot of new things going on, a lot of construction. You got the new
yes.
ramp out there, which is great. Whenever I go out there now, I just park way back out in the parking lot, but there's always spaces available
yes.
now, so we can let the other veterans have the ramp and park close. But every time we talk to them, there's something new going
always.
On, something that's great. That flag atrium is finally fixed.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it's terrific. What a place that we
are. Oh, and I think it's used 10 times more than it was. It's so inviting now.
Well, we hope to get out there sometime next year and record a show from the flag atrium. That'd be kind of fun.
Nice. And, you know, as we renovate our inpatient areas, we're using what we call evidence-based design, so the latest in design for our inpatient areas, and they're absolutely spectacular.
That's a beautiful facility. And now, Captain, I wanted to ask you about you take care of the nurses at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, as well as the nurses that staff the community-based outpatient clinics, and we've talked on the show, I think Shakopee and Albert Lee opened up a couple of new ones recently.
Mm-hmm.
And how many nurses does that take to take care of all those veterans?
We have about 1,000 nurses altogether.
And do you have openings?
We do. We always have vacancies. There's, expected turnover, retirements, that sort of thing. So we always have openings for nurses.
So out of 1,000 nurses across your system, are there like maybe 100 of them retire or leave each year? So you've got to hire that many just to stay
right.
even?
Right. And we have so many opportunities at the hospital that our nurses have opportunity to change jobs too. So you may start in one place, perhaps you're a new graduate and kind of get your sea legs, as we might say, learning how to be a nurse, and then wish to transition to some other place, perhaps intensive care or the OR, and so that will then create a vacancy where you were. So we always have turnover.
No, we've just got a few seconds left in this segment, but do these nurses have to be veterans to work there?
No, and that's one of the misconceptions. So people are reluctant to apply because they are not a veteran, but you do not have to be a veteran to work there.
Okay, so any nurses or any of the nurses in training, and we'll talk about this some more when we come back, because okay. I think you've got a program going with the University of Minnesota, but we're running a little bit short of time on that. This is Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for the guys this morning up in Adam Crew. Be back tomorrow. We're doing a special Veterans Day show from the Invergrove Heights Armory, and we're going to have a little information on that at about 6:45 today when we come back and talk about all of the activities all over the state. We have Captain Helen Perlman from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system with us for the first hour today as co-host. We have Commissioner Larry Shalito in the second hour, and we have Brigadier General John Jensen in the third hour. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Captain Perlman about all the nurses and all the things it takes to keep the VA Medical Center running. This special Veterans Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio on Veterans Day, November 11th, 2015. The guys will be back tomorrow morning, Andrew and Jack, with the normal Up and Adam program. But today we're out at the Invergrove Heights Armory, the site of the state of Minnesota's official Veterans Day program. We're going to tell you a little bit about that in the next segment, and we're also going to tell you about a program that's going to happen this afternoon at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. As I said earlier, my name is Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio. You can hear us Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, or online anytime at minnesotamilitaryradio.com. And, of course, we're out here for the Veterans Day celebrations, and the first hour today we're talking about some things at the VA healthcare system here in Minneapolis. The second hour we'll have some folks on from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the third hour is Minnesota National Guard with Brigadier General John Jensen, and we'll also have on Senator Amy Klobuchar and Lieutenant Governor Smith. My co-host for this hour has been retired Navy Captain Helen Perlman, who is a nurse executive at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and in charge of making sure she's got good trained nurses at the VA Medical Center and the 13 community-based outpatient clinics all over the state. And, Captain, before we went to break, we were talking about those nurses and normal turnover, and you have to replace about 100 or so each year just to stay even, and I'm sure there's some growth factor in there, so you're probably always looking for nurses. And I understand you have some type of a training program in connection with the University of Minnesota.
We do. We applied for and were awarded a five-year grant, and it's the VA Nurse Academic Partnership with the university. So the grant allowed us to hire more faculty. So we actually have faculty on staff at the VA, and some of our faculty staff is over at the U. And that has allowed the university to add 20 more nursing students into their classes. So they will do the most of their clinicals at the VA for their junior and senior years. So we have 20 junior students and 20 senior students doing their clinical rotations over at the VA.
Now, Captain, is that a two-year program to get a nursing degree?
Well, at the university, it's a four-year program. There are two-year programs. This is a four-year program. And we have the students at the VA during their last 2 years, but our faculty will work with them all 4 years.
Now, I've heard that there's a shortage of nurses all over the Twin Cities, including the VA Medical Center. Is that true?
Well, there's a shortage of nurses nationwide, I think. And I think we knew it was coming because nurses are retiring. And so because of that age group, my age group, there's a lot of nurses retiring, and that's created some vacancies throughout the nation, and also among educators, which does kind of limit how many students schools can put through there. So to be able to add faculty and to add students is a really a good thing for the whole city. So to be able to add those 40 students in there during those two classes is great.
Well, that's a big help towards those 100 per year that you need to hire, but you're always looking for nurses. How many openings do you have now?
Oh, we have, I'm not sure, we probably have about 40-ish right now, and that's to include all of the community-based outpatient clinics, primary care, and we've got some vacancies in critical care, which is around the Twin Cities. There's a lot of vacancies in that specialty.
Now, I understand you recently had a job fair for nurses, and you found a lot of good applicants, and you told us in the first segment that they do not have to be veterans.
Correct.
To be eligible to work at the VA Medical Center.
Correct. And so what we found that Facebook was a great way to advertise our hiring fair, and it's a great opportunity for us to talk to nurses throughout the city. Maybe we didn't have a good match for what they wanted to do at this time, but that doesn't mean that in a month or so we won't be able to find a good match for them. And we do like to hire our graduate students after we graduated our first class in May, and so we were able to hire some of those students too. But we are looking for experienced nurses because you do need to oversee those new graduates.
Are there some advantages for nurses to choose to go to work for the VA as opposed to the civilian hospitals?
Oh, gosh. We have so many opportunities for our nurses here. There's so many different things they can get into between critical care and primary care and spinal cord injury and dialysis, hospice, rehab, mental health, our rural health. We have so many opportunities.
So once they get into the system as a nurse and they start working with the veterans, whenever there's an opening in any of the other positions, they could move out of nursing and still be taking care of veterans.
Absolutely, yes. And we have some scholarship opportunities. We have lots of things for nurses at the VA.
Ma'am, I wonder if you could clarify for me. I've been a patient out there for some years, and it seems like every couple of years I get a new resident. And it's my understanding that we also have a partnership with the University of Minnesota when it comes to the doctors coming over there in their residencies as well. VA in Minneapolis must have a real close working relationship with the University of Minnesota.
We do have a close working relationship. The Dean of Nursing and I get together quite a bit to discuss the care of veterans. And part of our nurse partnership that we have with the VA is to promote the care of veterans. So the wonderful thing about having the students there is even if we don't hire them and they get hired elsewhere in the city, which is what we're aiming for, they will know what services are available to veterans. So they will be the one who may think to ask that patient, are you a veteran? And so even if they're not in our hospital, they might suggest that they seek care over there or seek some of the resources or go to our website or give us a call. So to have those students dispersed or those residents dispersed throughout the city after they've done their training with us is a true advantage for the city and for the veterans.
Now, ma'am, you've been there since 2010, is that correct?
Correct.
I heard a report recently that there were a couple of factors that have seriously affected the VA healthcare system across the country. And number one was that a lot of the Vietnam veterans are aging and eligible for care and coming in, so there was a large increase in those patients. And, of course, we've had a huge number of troops deployed overseas since September 11, 2001. Is the growth one of the factors for the difficulty in taking care of all the new patients?
Well, we certainly can take care of all of our new patients. We have seen a growth of several thousand over the couple years that I've been there, particularly in primary care and particularly in our rural areas. So I think our community-based outpatient clinics are positioned well for where we have pockets of veterans. They seek a lot of care there, and we have been trying to grow those outpatient clinics so they can get their audiology exams there or their imaging or some labs done there. We're trying to make them as full service as we can. Many of our veterans, as you know, are frail and elderly, and we want to make the care as easy as we can. We do home care. We can take care of them by sending a nurse to their home or doing it by video.
And we've had a lot of those specialty items and people that do those at the VA hospital on Minnesota Military Radio. And if you'd like to hear about some of those topics, just go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com, type them into the search engine, and you can see some of the things that we've covered. Ma'am, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get some information on the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day program here at the Invergrove Heights Armory, and we're also going to get some information on the program at the Veterans Medical Center over by Fort Snelling. This special Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm the host, Tom Lyons. We're sitting in for Andrew and Jack from the Up and Adam crew this morning. They'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and bushy-eyed and ready to go through the news for you and get you back into your normal routine in the morning. But today we're talking about all things veteran, as it's Veterans Day, which is the official United States holiday which honors people who have served in the armed forces, also known as veterans. And it was started and referred to as Armistice Day, Remembrance Day, and it formally recognized the end of World War I on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. And we are at the Inver Grove Heights Armory, which is going to be the site of the official State of Minnesota program today. And joining me at this hour, of course, we've had a special co-host, retired Navy Captain Helen Perlman, nurse executive of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, who's still with us.
Good morning.
Captain, thanks for getting up so early and joining us
this morning.
But joining us now is the Communications Director for the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Anna Long. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Well, later this morning, there's going to be an official program right here at the Inver Grove Heights Community Center at the Armory, I call it.
That's right. On that topic, Tom, these are really amazing facilities that we share with the community. But today is the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day program, and we have some we look at Veterans Day as a chance to celebrate and honor veterans, and we're certainly planning to do that with the community today. We have some new elements this year. We have over 90 students from this school district who will be participating, and they actually had an essay contest. So we have two of the kids that won the essay contest will be reading their essays, and they're really powerful. So it's going to be great.
Anna, the captain was admiring this mural. It's all the way across the hall here. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yes, a wall of names. And this is another example of that community support, very large scale. I'm told there's over 120,000 names on there, 121,000. I signed it this morning. And it's been to over 100 events around the metro. So I'm sure some of our listeners have seen this around. Really an incredible sight. And this is only a portion of it. And it covers an entire wall of this drill floor. So it's really an incredible sight. I think it's amazing to look at those and say there's 120,000 people in this area, this region, who support veterans in the military. It's a powerful message.
And this was partially signed at the State Fair this past fall.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the big events it was at.
Okay, what time does the program start here this morning?
So we have a free community breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30, delicious breakfast, and all are welcome. It's open to the public. And then the program starts officially at 10 a.m. and runs until 11 a.m.
And who's going to be on the program?
So we have the chair of the Minnesota Commanders Task Force, and he will be emceeing the event, Greg Remus. We also have, as I mentioned, we have over 90 students from the school district here in Inver Grove Heights. We have some Guard members who will be performing the national anthem. National Guard is involved. Our commissioner, of course, Larry Shelato. We have some congressional participation as well. Senator Klobuchar will be here. And unfortunately, the governor was planning to be here, but he is taking care of an ill family member. And, you know, certainly our thoughts are with him. He's not able to be here this morning. And then we have students. We have the National Guard Band. So it's really going to be, like I mentioned, a great morning of celebrating veterans.
Okay. And once again, it's right here at the Inver Grove Heights Armory.
Yes.
And the public's welcome to come out.
The public is invited and encouraged to attend. It will be great. You won't regret it. Come on out.
Captain, you're going to stick around for the breakfast and some of the festivities?
Helen, before you answer, yes. Maple sausage. It's pretty popular. I'm not going to lie.
I've been here many times for this celebration. We have some other people from the hospital coming over, too.
Anna, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks, Helen.
Joining us now, I hope, Josh, do you have Michelle Patterson on the line? Michelle, thanks for calling in this morning to our Veterans Day celebration on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130.
Hello.
Michelle, I understand you're a recreation therapist at the Minneapolis VA Polytrauma Unit, and you came up with the idea of a special program for hospitalized veterans last year, and without much notice drew about 200 people for a program in the Flag Atrium. Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you tell us, first of all, what does a recreation therapist do at the VA?
Well, I sure can. But actually, one of my patients put it better than I ever would be able to. He was in rehab at the Minneapolis VA hospital for a stroke, and part of rehab is trying to get people out into the community. And we were out on a fishing outing, and he was learning how to use his wheelchair and using an adaptive fishing rod because his hand was too weak to hold the fishing pole. And I heard him explaining to another patient that physical therapy is where you work your body to get your body better, and speech therapy is where you get your brain better. Recreation therapy is what helps you remember why you want to keep on living. So what it does, Tom, is we get to use the tools that the patient loves the most, so leisure skills, leisure activities, recreational activities, to help them achieve their goals in their rehabilitation. So if a veteran loves animals, we might use animal therapy to help motivate them to walk or to talk by giving a dog command to sit or lay down. Maybe they have to just be able to hold a treat between their fingers if their hands are not working. And or if they like art, we might have them use a goal of relaxation, using art for relaxation or for fine motor skill development. So we see our patients pretty much daily or every other day in sessions with one-to-one or maybe small group sessions. And we offer things like music therapy and creative arts programs. We have adaptive sports and movement-based therapies. And sometimes we even use horses. Integrative health and wellness is really becoming a strong component of our programs now. And so that might include things, education and practice in meditation or guided imagery, mindfulness, yoga, tai chi. Our goal eventually is to get people out into the community. So we may start doing activities in our clinic in the hospital. So maybe playing cards or doing, you know, sit-down type activities, finding their way from one place to another in the hospital. And then eventually we get them out into the community and they practice maybe learning how to walk with a new walker or with a cane or using their wheelchair, trying to navigate sidewalks or moving in a crowded environment.
Very good. For those of you that just joined us, we're talking to Helen Perlman and Michelle Patterson from the Minneapolis VA Polytrauma Unit. This is a special Veterans Day broadcast in sitting in place of Andrew and Jack for Up and Adam in the Morning. And we're talking about all things VA this first hour, and we'll get into some other things in the next couple hours. Michelle, we've got just a few minutes left in this segment.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit, why did you think the VA hospital needed a Veterans Day program last year?
Well, you know, I went to a program that was over at the Veterans Home with my father, who had just had a stroke a few years ago. And I went because I was invited by a man who serves as a volunteer in our hospital. And I later discovered that he was actually the keynote speaker at the event. He was a major general, much to my surprise, who he doesn't advertise that. And the program was very moving. I was very happy to experience this with my dad. And we just talked about the fact that, you know, there's lots of opportunities in the community for veterans to go to these programs, but for veterans that are hospitalized, you know, they're kind of alone on this day if their family members aren't able to be around them. So anyway, Major General George Steiner, he and another volunteer named Dr. Cheryl Band, who's also an Army veteran, they were my co-committee members. They helped me plan the event, and we had our first event last year. We had a great turnout with probably close to 200 people, veterans in our hospital and community members, and
Michelle,
well-received.
We've just got a little over a minute left. Can you tell us what's on tap for this afternoon?
Yep, it's 2:30 to 3:30 in the main flag atrium. And it's open to the public. Everybody is welcome to join.
And what will be happening there today?
Well, we have music by the 451st Army Band. The Chief of Staff, Dr. Kent Crosley, will be talking. Congressman Ellisman will be making an appearance and saying a few words. And Major General George Steiner will be delivering the keynote address. There will be a poem that 91-year-old veteran named George Farr will be reading that was part of the Creative Arts Program. And there's refreshments that will be provided by Canteen Services afterwards.
Okay, this is going to be in the Flag Atrium at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And at what time again?
2:30 to 3:30.
And it's open to the public, and should be a great event this afternoon. And good work on coming up with that idea that last year, and I hope you get a great turnout this year.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me out on the show, and thanks. Happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Thank you.
Michelle.
That was Michelle Patterson from the Minneapolis VA Polytrauma Unit talking about the event out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center this afternoon. When we come back, we're going to go through events all over the state today with Beth Koshin, our military producer. This is a special Veterans Day broadcast. It's brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this special Veterans Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. If you're just tuning in, Andrew and Jack will be back tomorrow with Up and Adam in the Morning. The guys have the morning off, and we're out at the Invergrove Heights Armory in celebration of Veterans Day today. And my co-host this first hour has been retired Navy Captain Helen Perlman from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. And Captain, in a moment, we're going to be joined by Beth Koshin from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs to go over all of the events around the state today. So everyone get out your pencil and paper, and we'll give you some information. But before we do that, did you have some final thoughts about you're in charge of all the nurses at the VA Medical Center and at the community-based outpatient clinics, and you're looking for nurses all the time?
Well, all the time, and we have so many opportunities for nurses at any stage in their career. And, you know, I found this job by accident. I was trying to teach my daughter. She was graduating with a degree in political science, so I thought, oh, let's find a job at USA Jobs. And I found this job and was still trying to teach her how to apply, and so I filled out all the forms and so forth, and then I got hired. So I kind of found this job by accident by using USA Jobs. So it can be a real gold mine if you're interested in a variety of things in nursing to search USA Jobs. They're all posted there.
And I've talked to a number of the nurses out there as a patient, and it seems like a lot of them had fathers or grandfathers or brothers and people in their family that were military, and they're pretty happy out there, aren't they?
They are very happy, and they're hardworking, and we have so many opportunities, and they do such a terrific job. Our patients get great, great care.
So if you're thinking of nursing, get hold of the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. They've got a partnership with the University of Minnesota for some training programs.
Yes. Yes.
And you've got some openings. You're always looking for some good folks to join the Minneapolis VA healthcare system.
We do. We're recruiting in many disciplines, not just nursing, and we have a lot of educational benefits and all kinds of benefits that should entice nurses of all portions in their career.
Well, Captain, I've enjoyed meeting you this morning, and now we have to talk to Beth Koshin, our military producer for Minnesota Military Radio from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Tom.
It's been fun talking to the captain and learning about all these nursing openings and all the great work they're doing out at the VA Medical Center.
Yes, absolutely, and it's important work.
Well, we're here today because this is the official site of the State Veterans Day program. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we host the official State of Minnesota Veterans Day program here. We have a free community breakfast from 8:30 to 9:30, and we invite people to come out for that. We also have our official program starting at 10 a.m., and that's open. Everything is open and free to the public, and we invite you to come out and help honor veterans. A lot of people wonder how they can... You know, if we have listeners listening wondering how you can observe Veterans Day or thank a veteran, you know, you can show up to an event. We have a lot of events around the state. You can fly a flag. You can donate to a veteran service organization. There's lots of things you can do, and we just encourage people to come out, especially to this event today at 10.
And we're over in the Invergrove Heights Armory. And what time is the chow hall bell ring? 8:30?
8:30, but you know what? We get people who show up earlier, so we'll be ready. And we have eggs and, you know, the maple sausage, I heard, is the best. So that's what we hear from our veterans.
And the auditorium here is all set up, white tablecloth, and We got this big mural of this across here. Can you tell? Do you know a little bit about that?
Yep, this is the More Than Names flag. It actually broke a record of the amount of signatures. They've gone around to schools, different community events, and it's just really neat to see all these signatures of people that say thank you to our military members and our veterans.
Beth, once again, this is Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Up and Adam this morning for a special Veterans Day edition of our show, which can normally be heard on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We're online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. And we've been joined this first hour by retired Navy Captain Helen Perlman, who is a nurse executive at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. And we're now speaking with Beth Koshin, our military producer, about Veterans Day events. And of course, we've got the big one here, but there's a number of them around the state. Can we take a cruise through those?
There is, absolutely. I also want to mention, we do have an event tonight. It's called Keys for Heroes. We're hosting landlords in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Anyone listening right now that's a landlord who would like to rent to a homeless veteran, we encourage you to attend our event and learn more. Although veterans identified on the Minnesota Homeless Registry can afford to pay rent, we have found that the challenge is they can't find a landlord willing to rent to them. So we invite landlords to come out tonight, 6 p.m. at the Wilder Center in St. Paul. And then we also have a couple events at our local veterans homes here, Hastings, today at 2 p.m. at the Hastings Veterans Home. And also we have one at our Minneapolis Veterans Home at 2 p.m. if you want to come out. There's a Special Forces Association 20 Veterans Day ceremony at the state capitol, which is going to be pretty neat. My coworker, Mike McKelleny, is going to be there. He's Special Forces. That's at 11.
And Doug Becky's speaking out there, and he's the curator of the Minnesota Military Museum.
Yep.
And he is just fascinating, and he's the scheduled speaker. If you're interested in history, and military history in particular, that museum up at Camp Ripley, Beth, you and I have been through that. It's a fantastic place, and Doug knows that he's really fun
to listen to. He's wonderful, yes, absolutely. Then we have Golden Valley at the Covenant Village of Golden Valley at 1 p.m. Let's see here, Minneapolis. We're going to be honoring Native American veterans with a dinner, and that's from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. We have an event in Stillwater at the Stillwater Veterans Memorial at 11:30, and a couple other events. But I want to point out, all these events and details are posted on our website at minnesotaveteran.org. So feel free to go on, see what you can attend today and help honor veterans with us.
And, of course, there's a big event up in St. Cloud at the Veterans St. Cloud Metropolitan Veterans Council. Give me a second, I can get that out, Beth. And once again, all of those events are at your website. Can you tell them that again?
MinnesotaVeteran.org.
And, of course, this is Veterans Day, and it's a day we honor all of those who've served, as opposed to Memorial Day, when we honor those who have given their life and died while serving. And there's a lot of activities all over the state, and if you check the Star Tribune or the Pioneer Press, you're going to find some restaurants and some other businesses that are giving out some discounts today. And, of course, earlier today we had on Michelle Patterson from the Minneapolis VA healthcare system, and you've got an event over there this afternoon,
right?
Too, right, Captain?
Yes, and it's amazing how many places in town will give a military discount if you just speak up and ask for it.
So this is Tom Lyons. I'm the host of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for Andrew and Jack, Up and Adam in the morning. The guys will be back tomorrow morning, fresh and ready to go with their normal program. We'll be here all morning. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Commissioner Larry Shelado from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, as well as some gentlemen from the state VFW, American Legion, and Disabled American Veterans. And we'll also talk a little bit more about the program for landlords, and we'll talk to Eric Grumdahl about his job, which is eliminating veteran homelessness, which is a very, very difficult job. And in the third hour, the 8 o'clock hour, our special co-host will be Brigadier General John Jensen from the Minnesota Army National Guard, and we'll learn about a special assignment and a position that he's been appointed to, and we'll also talk to Senator Amy Klobuchar and the Lieutenant Governor from the state of Minnesota. Please stay with us. We'll be back shortly. This special Veterans Day broadcast is brought to you in part by Federal Premium Ammunition and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. This is Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, sitting in for the guys this morning with a special Veterans Day program from the Invergrove Heights Armory. Please come stay with us. We'll be back with more right after these messages.